Welcome, fellow survival enthusiasts. It's your one and only Prepper Patty here, ready to ignite your passion for all things preparedness. I'm the queen of survival, the guru of emergency readiness, and the ultimate fire-starting aficionado. When it comes to facing the unexpected, I've got you covered. So get ready to dive into the world of essential fire-starting skills with Prepper Patty. Alright, so picture this. You're out in the wilderness, the temperature suddenly drops, and you realize you are in desperate need of some warmth. What do you do? Well, if you don't have a cozy cabin nearby or a convenient space heater, you're going to need to start a fire. But let's not underestimate the power of a good fire during a crisis. I mean, besides keeping you warm, a crackling flame can be a game changer for cooking up some delicious wilderness cuisine. Because let's face it, granola bars and beef jerky can only go so far. Plus, let's not forget the morale-boosting effect of gathering around a fire, swapping stories, and singing cheesy campfire songs. It's like a mini party in the middle of nowhere. And let's be real, in any survival situation, having a fire is like having your own personal superhero. It's practical, it's comforting, and it's pretty darn essential. So the next time you find yourself in a pinch, just remember, when in doubt, start a fire. All right, let's talk about the traditional methods of fire starting. We all know the classic match. Convenient, compact, and prone to disappearing in the depths of your backpack just when you need it most. Then there's the trusty lighter, until it runs out of fuel at the most inconvenient moment. And let's not forget those fire starters that claim to work in any condition, except when it's windy, rainy, or you're just having a really bad day. It's like they know. But fear not, intrepid adventurers, we'll explore some tried and true methods that don't involve Murphy's Law. All right, so we've covered the basics of fire starting, but now let's dive into some unconventional techniques that will definitely impress your friends at your next camping trip. We're talking about getting creative here, folks. Think MacGyver meets Survivor. First up, we've got the good old friction method. Yep, I'm talking about rubbing sticks together like a caveman. If you've got some spare time and a whole lot of patience, this method might just do the trick. Plus, you'll earn some serious bragging rights for starting a fire the ancient way. Next, if you happen to have a magnifying glass handy, well, you're in luck. You can harness the power of the sun to ignite your tinder and get that fire going. Just be sure to do your best Sherlock Holmes impression while you're at it. And if those options don't tickle your fancy, why not get inventive by using a piece of chocolate and a soda can? Yeah, you heard me right. So the reflective surface of a chocolate bar wrapper can actually focus sunlight onto your tinder, while the chocolate itself acts as a makeshift kindling. It's like a delicious science experiment. So there you have it, folks. When it comes to fire starting, sometimes the most unconventional methods are the ones that really light up the situation. Remember, just because you're roughing it in the great outdoors doesn't mean you can't have a little fun along the way. All right, folks, let's talk safety when it comes to fire starting. First off, do not attempt to blow on the embers like you're a birthday cake at a kid's party. That's a surefire way to get a face full of ash and ruin the birthday vibes. Do remember to keep a bucket of water or a fire extinguisher nearby. It's like the safety net for your marshmallow roasting adventures. Plus, it's a great excuse to show off your firefighter skills without actually being a firefighter. Don't try starting a fire with gasoline unless you were secretly vying for a spot in an action movie. We're going for a cozy campfire, not an explosive spectacle. Lastly, do make sure your fire is completely extinguished before you call it a night. It's all about leaving no trace and not accidentally setting the forest on fire while you catch some Z's. Let's keep the wilderness wild, not wily. All right, now that we've covered the vital do's and don'ts, let's get back to our fire starting escapades. Just remember, safety first and fun second. And now it's time for everyone's favorite segment, Q&A with Patty. Let's dive into the burning questions from our listeners about fire starting techniques. Listener 1. Patty, what's the best way to start a fire without matches? Ah, the age-old question. If you're feeling adventurous, you can go full-on caveman and use a flint and steel. Or for a more modern approach, try the good old friction method with a fire bow. Just be prepared for a workout. Listener 2. Hey, Patty, how do you keep a fire going in windy conditions? Windy conditions? No problem. Just remember the trusty teepee technique for stacking your kindling and fuel, and consider building a windshield with rocks or logs. Remember, a little breeze can't rain on your fiery parade. Listener 3. Patty, is it okay to use some unconventional materials as fire starters? Absolutely. If you're feeling creative, dryer lint makes for fantastic tinder, and those snack-sized potato chip bags? They're like mini solar reflectors. Just be sure to double check that your unconventional choices are safe to burn. All right, that's all the time we have for today, folks. Keep those questions coming. And remember, fire starting is both an art and a science. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, stay fired up.